Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hello there, my very good friends. On today's wrestling news, Cody Rhodes has revealed he almost came to blows in a backstage fist fight with a top WWE star, and yeah, it's probably bollocks. We've got a major update on the plans for the WrestleMania Night 1 main event. We have news of an AEW/Ring of Honor star who could be wrapping up with the company, and finally, we have an absolutely disgusting description of Don Callis' injury from this week that you're really going to love. Good job. There are timestamps for the squeamish. I'm Andy Murray.
Hello, I'm Mr. Humphrey. Wrestling's great, isn't it?
What the hell was that? This is the news.
It is.
Yeah, comment from yesterday. Tremendous stuff. Humphrey.
I've had flit. I've had ham. Like, years of pamphlet. Once I had wham-felt.
Wham-felt?
Wham-felt. It's hamphlet. It's hamphlet, hamphlet, hamphlet. Or Gunther, apparently.
But people really need to be more creative with their insults. But yeah, I'll take Humphrey.
There's that. I mean, that's like sort of red rag to a bull in the comments section, isn't
it?
But I go for it.
Let's go.
My friends get kicked out of seeing me get beat, so it's all good.
Let's talk about Cody Rhodes. Cody Rhodes.
Drop King.
Cody Rhodes. Cody Rhodes is talking about having fist fights backstage. Okay. All right. He's done an interview on the Dan Le Batard show. Is it Le Batard? Le Batard?
I think it's Le Batard. Sounds nicer to say than Le Batard. He's Batard.
Dan. He's had an interview with Dan.
He's had a chat with Big Dan.
Sorry, Dan. I don't know. I don't know how to say your name. I'm an idiot. Basically, yeah, he claims that him and Seth Rollins almost came to blows in front. Obviously, this is not real, but I'll read it to you. Seth Rollins is the closest I have ever come to backstage turning into a fist fight in front of all of our peers and upper management. It didn't happen. Him and I absolutely can't stand one another. I'd probably try to rip his eyes out. And earlier in this interview, he said, I almost would like to say I like less people than I dislike in terms of the backstage setting. So the hate set. Cody Rhodes, well known for hating everyone.
Yeah.
The competition that exists in wrestling, you can see that suspension of disbelief on screen, but backstage is very real in terms of competition. Who's going to be on top? For example, who's going to headline WrestleMania? This year, being Roman Reigns and myself, it doesn't garner a lot of friends. So, of course, right? Wrestlers are always working. Cody Rhodes, in particular. He's trying to maintain the appearance of bad blood between him and Seth Rollins in case they ever heat that up again, which they almost certainly will.
Yeah.
In fact, there's probably quite a good chance that if Cody wins, Seth will be his first opponent. Because Seth will be like, I injured you. He's Danhausen now.
Sethhausen.
But there you go. What do you reckon of this?
Look, if I can paraphrase a man of this parish, well, not quite of this parish, but of Newcastle-upon-Tyne, Jimmy Nail, when it comes to Cody Rhodes, I don't want nobody else. I love him. He's lying. Right there. He's lying. I love this. I love this story. I love the visual of Cody suited up. He's got to be suited up. Getting backstage and there's been some sort of boot off and he's absolutely raging. Seth is in his gear. Like in the most ostentatious gear you could picture. He's like, Cody's like, let me have. I want to get him. And Seth's just like, like full visionary gimmick. There's a staircase like that Joker commercial parody they did and you're just dancing down it. You can't catch me, Cody.
Cody's coming up the elevator inexplicably.
It's like, I don't know how this has happened between WWE and AEW. This is the babyface version of Brawl Out. Like, it's just, it's a fight, but it's from an episode of Funhouse or Finders Keepers or something.
This is Brawl Out for the freaks.
Yeah.
That's what this is.
Like,
what a load of nonsense. I love it.
He's worked me into the rematch when he wins the belt as well. Like, I want this now.
I can't wait for Brock Lesnar's interview. I literally tried to eat Hardcore Holly one time. Yeah, why not?
I threw a belt in Vince's face. It's on camera.
Yeah, that's like, oh wait, no, that actually happened, brother. Let's move over. Speaking of the WrestleMania Night 1 main event, don't worry, it's not Austin Theory versus John Cena. This was going all over the place yesterday because when WWE unveiled those... Unveiled?
Like
veal scallopini.
Lifted the meat out of it.
RT Bucco, shouts out. Shouts out Vesuvio. When they revealed these match lineup graphic things for the individual nights. They did that yesterday. Austin Theory versus John Cena was on top of night one, and you went, is that the main event? Also, an ESPN analyst said that it was the main event, which got a lot of people confused. It's not the main event. WWE said on Raw, it's going to be the opener.
Yeah.
They confirmed that. And also, Fightful Select have come through and confirmed that that will not be the main event. So don't worry, you're good.
Just looked nice on the poster, didn't it?
Exactly. It's John Cena. Maybe they just wanted to put him high on the poster. Fair play. It's going to be Rhea versus Charlotte or the Usos versus Sami and Kev.
Yeah.
We'll find out on the night. One will be more popular than the other, that's for sure.
Yeah, I think one of the reasons beyond how it just looks nice, it's John Cena, he's kind of associated with all this, is something tells me they don't know yet. If they did, we'd have had the graphics side by side with the Cody and Roman. It's become one of the chats of the weekend, isn't it? Like, I think it's a culture war, but a rare good one on wrestling Twitter. I think people want the most over match and want the most over story, but I think there were just as many people fighting for parity and representation of the women's division because Triple H's booking of it has been useless. It's a good story. It's one of the things I'm most excited about finding out on night one itself.
Yeah, I can't wait for Sammy and Kevin to go second or something. What?
And if you want to see our surprise being registered, where can they do that?
They can do that on our WrestleMania Night One live stream. The link is on the live. You go on our YouTube channel, the live tab at the top, you will find the link. You can set yourself a nice reminder. We will be here half an hour before the main card starts. That is midnight, half past midnight, UK time. I think half past 7 p.m. Eastern time. Come and join us. We have prizes. We have an exclusive discount code for our sponsor for the night, who I will reveal, of course, in due course. It's great stuff. We're going to have fun. There will be jelly. Guaranteed. Right, let's talk about Brian Cage.
Yes.
He might be done. Mm-hmm. He might be diggity done with AEW / Ring of Honor after Supercard of Honor. Supercard of Honor's tonight. Brian Cage and the Gates of Agony as part of the Embassy are the trios champions for that promotion. So it will be very interesting to see if they retain. If they retain, you'd imagine Brian is sticking around. Mm-hmm. If they lose, you'd imagine Brian is not sticking around. But the report came yesterday on Wrestling Observer Radio. Big Dave doing this stuff. Noting kind of initial reports that Cage's deal is due to expire this week and that he has kind of agreed to stick around and fulfill the obligations, of course, as you would. But after that, there's a chance that Brian Cage might be out of there if he cannot agree to terms on a new deal. So this has been reported a few weeks ago, talking about Brian Cage's contract. There's interest from Tony Khan for a renewal, but there's interest from within WWE as well. Be interesting to see what happens.
Yeah, I mean, he's done as we speak, I guess, isn't he? As you say, he's honouring this date tonight, as wrestlers tend to do, and a booking is a booking. And I think if you're Brian Cage right now, it probably is. It's a great time for your contract to be expiring. It's WrestleMania weekend. The entire industry is in one single location. There's the opportunity to set up meetings. There's Telegram, tell a friend, tell a wrestler kicking around, and his contract being made available is something that the right people might want to know about and stuff. I think it's a pretty good time. If you're Brian Cage, you're doing the decent thing. You're doing the honourable thing, no pun intended, and working the show tonight. So you're showing that you're professional and you're keeping your existing boss happy while potentially caught in a new one. Good luck and Godspeed to Brian Cage, because it feels like our contract will at least be landing on his lap in the next few days.
Yeah, absolutely. And like you say, completely professional, handling it the right way. You genuinely love to see it.
Yeah.
This is how it's supposed to work.
I love to see him. He looks awesome.
Big beefy boy.
Yeah.
When people go out
traps.
Yeah. I wish I had that.
Me too.
I mean,
I want my neck to start on my ears and just go straight down at the corners of my shoulders.
Too old and weird for that.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Right, okay, so next I've got an update on Don Callis, right? He was injured on Dynamite. If you're of a squeamish way, I am, so I don't blame you. You can feel free to skip this. The short version, right?
Okay.
He doesn't have a concussion, but there's no word on if he'll need to miss time or anything. So that's the short version. After Dynamite, where he, of course, took a head knock after John Moxley walloped him in the face. Obviously, it's not John Moxley's fault. It's a total accident. But he was bleeding. It was pretty gross. What's even grosser is Brian Alvarez's description of the actual injury on Wrestling Observer Live yesterday. You've not heard this.
No.
Enjoy. In taking the bump, Dom was unaware that there was a lighting rig right behind him. And he went headfirst into the lighting rig and he got gashed open. It was described to me as looking like he was hit with a hatchet.
Oh my god.
Allegedly, his doctor told him it was so deep you could see his skull.
Oh.
Yep, bleeding everywhere.
I'm looking at these lighting rigs and thinking, what if one just fell down on
us? We are dead. Bleeding everywhere. They took him to the hospital. He was there until 3 a.m. because that's how long it took to put his head back together.
Oh my god.
So I hope Don's doing okay. Probably going to have a pretty gnarly skull scar by
gnarly
the sounds
skull.
Of it. Yeah. I mean,
do not F with the BCC.
Yeah. So, there you go. What's going on?
Oh man.
Poor guy, man. Jesus.
You can't be seeing people's skulls.
No.
It's not on.
No, that's not acceptable.
That's not cool.
Obviously, we're kind of laughing at the morbid side of it, but
God, he's all right.
We wish Don all the best. Yeah. That sounds absolutely horrible, man. I'm glad he doesn't have a concussion, because like that would just compound the misery.
The invisible hand and the visible cranium.
The poor...
Yeah,
I'm
rough.
At a loss.
That's rough.
You know what else is rough? Today's questions, which come from the YouTube community, and this prick in the background.
Why.
Smoking's bad for you, Eel.
Stop it, Eel.
Cut it out, Eel.
At least cut down.
Dickhead.
He's 20 a day, this guy.
The first Twitter question. YouTube community question, sorry.
Mealbro Reds. He smokes.
Oh, shut up. Richmond Super Eels. Andre D. Guy.
Lambert and Eel.
Andre D. Guy. Ask Benson and Eel. If the Fiend and the Flatty fought the Eel, what would be your favourite fast food meal?
Fast food Eel?
Yeah, fast food. What's your favourite fast food
meal? What is my favourite fast food?
Yeah.
Like, I'm a little bit route one in the sense that, like, you genuinely can't go wrong with a McDonald's.
No.
Like,
you really cannot.
Like, they've added the McSpicy over here as a permanent addition,
yeah,
which I'm a huge fan of, but typically the guest stuff's always pretty good and even the basic stuff's great. Beyond that, it's one of the few food takes that myself and my beloved fellow daddy boy, Michael Sidgwick, share. I love a cheap takeaway garlic bread with cheese that is basically just like a disc of grease. You know the ones where, like in The Simpsons, where Homer rubs food on the wall and it becomes a window?
It's the kind of one where if you hold the pizza box, it comes in by the edges. The grease on the bottom of the box will make it fall through the bottom.
Yeah,
you got to hold it all the
just
way.
Just a nice, like less topping, so it's not too heavy, but like loads of cheese, loads of garlic.
If you put the box on your couch is now translucent.
Yeah,
that's
it's like, if you're sort of struggling with heating, buy one of them and just sit it on your couch for a night.
Yeah.
And as well, because it's a garlic bread with cheese, I can justify going for like the 14 to 16 inch instead of 10 or 12. So
I respect it immensely.
About you?
Five Guys, man. Listen, the take that Five Guys is too expensive is completely wrong. It is 100% £20 worth of deliciousness.
It's £20 worth of chips. Jesus.
Yeah. Because you get 4 million gazillion chips. You can get a weird ass milkshake. That's what I do. Like combine like 3 flavors. They'll just do that. They don't care.
Yeah.
And then I get the cheese and bacon burger. The bacon's always like licorice. It's so like chewy. It's awesome. And I usually get it with mayo and jalapenos. That's
nice.
and lettuce. That's my order. And it is sensational. You get it. You unwrap it from the tinfoil and it's barely solid.
Yeah.
It's great. I love it.
Shout out to Five Guys, because for our American viewers, it will be the most normal thing in the world that at the fountain, you can get whatever you want as many times as you like. Not in the UK.
Yeah.
We're a tighter nation for that. There's only certain places that offer the...
I went
refills.
To Universal Studios last summer.
Mm-hmm.
I went to a burger shop in Universal Studios, tried to get my free refill, put the cup on the machine, and it said, no, you've already had a drink. Looked at the bottom of the machine, I... SHITU nut, there was some kind of microchip on the cup. there was some kind of like silver thing that the machine read and went, no, this cup has already been placed here and you've already had a drink, sir. You're not getting another one.
A lot of people have suggested for generations that America as a country does not function. Only today do I agree with that take.
It is no longer
that
functioning.
That is not on.
Sort it out, America.
America, that is your best export, import, whatever it is.
Yeah.
The amount of available soft drinks to losers like us is as good as it gets. Like, honestly, I think that's when you're operating at a nation at a peak.
High fructose corn syrup, let's go.
When I'm holding a big gulp that is bigger than my giant square head, I know I've made it.
Let's go.
Fix this. Don't let the barcodes win.
James Smith has been on. As I'm staying up for WrestleMania, I'll be doing a handful and trying to keep my sugar levels up with unhealthy cereal.
Legend.
If the What Culture guys were cereal, what would they be? I'm assuming Wilborn will be Rice Krispies due to the fact that they have built-in sound effects.
I would be Kellogg's Crave because I am perfectly square and typically full of chocolate.
Full of goo. Yeah. I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. I think I would be... I don't know what I would be, actually. Probably, like, a Lucky Charms, right? Because 50% of Lucky Charms is boring. 50% is incredibly delicious and
there
sugary.
There is a chaos to the sugary bit.
Yeah, so I come in and you go, who's this boring guy? And then I go, whoa! And I like kick someone's orange in the bin or something. You don't know what you're going to get, man. That's me. That's me in a nutshell. Also, Cocoa Pops, because they're the best. So yeah, I'm those as well. Because I am the best. L. Sean has been on. If WrestleMania was a food experience, what would it be? It'd be a McDonald's order, wouldn't it? Because it's like, it's the most delicious, bad for you, kind of rubbish, but custom designed to titillate you and tickle your taste buds, and you can get whatever the hell you want and no one can judge you. If you spend £30 there, I respect you, but get the double quarter pounder with cheese because it's tremendous.
Yeah, there's a good chance you will find something that you like earnestly would rank in your S tier of food.
Yeah.
But equally, if you want to just go for quantity and mass, you can do that too.
Yeah.
At relatively sort of low outlay from you. Yeah. As well, WrestleMania is very much for everybody, isn't it? The non-fans.
It's for the people.
The non-fans come together for WrestleMania in the same way they would a Mackey's if they just desperately need something if they're hungover.
Exactly.
Or they're at a service station or there's just those golden arches in the distance. That's what you would choose, wouldn't you?
Perfect.
I think it's a great show.
Perfect show. Robert's, we've got more, don't worry. Robert Smith has been on. More food questions.
Like, tell him I love his band.
There you go. Fascination Street. He's pulled in from there. He's disintegrated.
That's good.
Okay. What is your favourite burger place? Does the UK have a Red Robins? Because that's mine.
You just nailed Five Guys, haven't you? I'm a Five Guys guy when it comes to burgers.
Yeah. I like as far as like fast food burgers go, Five Guys, 100%.
Yeah.
100%. If we're talking here in the UK, there's a little local place in Newcastle called Meatstack.
I'm going to try that tonight for the first time.
Sensational.
Yeah.
And they do a thing, which is great if you have an eating disorder like I do. By eating disorder, I mean you just get fat every now and then.
Handshaking.
Because you've got no self-control.
Yeah.
That's my situation.
Yeah, I just eat my feelings.
They do a thing where you can like add like 5 chicken tenders on for like a fiver to your meal, and it's like you have 2 meals.
Sounds like I'm going there tonight. I'm going there again tomorrow.
Yeah, deal with the meal, brother. yeah, it's sick. That's my favourite. But like, much respect to all the great like US change, man. Like, I like Shake Shack. I've never been to In-N-Out Burger. Heard it's overrated.
Right, okay.
Wendy's, respect. Never, all the places.
Do you know what I want? I want a Whataburger.
Whataburger.
I had a White Castle once.
And like Stone Cold E.T.
Like Stone Cold E.T., but but a man in there had a gun, and I got scared and left.
Fair enough! Doris Trader, last one, been on. I'm not sure if this person trades Doris's, or if it's just Doris, the surname Trader. I respect it either way. What is a Doris? Why would you trade one? Let us know in the comments section. Sorry, Doris, didn't mean that. What is the worst thing to happen on SmackDown that would make you worry about WrestleMania?
Tonight.
Yeah, I've got it. Rhea Ripley and Dom show up in Eddie Guerrero's lowrider. Tremendous heel work.
Yeah.
Right, excellent. Charlotte Flair shows up in a monster truck and crushes it. There you go.
And then we're not getting it at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Just a basic one for me. They just decide to hotshot the WrestleMania main event and Roman goes over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Imagine that.
Oh, no, actually. Considering that like he's already accidentally, inadvertently screwed Bobby Lashley out of a Mania payday, the Fiend returns and wins the Andrew the Giant Battle Royal.
Andrew the Giant. Yeah. Andrew Everett, shout out.
He's got the Fiend stuck by the trophy, doing like the Andre pose. Bet.
All right.
No, Uncle Howdy wins the Andre, because then it's not even the Fiend himself. It's just like, I'm the ghost of the man who told the world, by which I mean Andre the Giant.
I'm the ghost of the man who used to defecate in bathtubs, of course.
All the way to the taps, brother.
Anyway, Thank you for joining us today. This has been weird. Follow us on Twitter, WhatCultureWWE. Join us tomorrow for our live stream. We have prizes for the super chat, all of that stuff. Follow Michael Hamflett on Twitter at
Michael Hamflett.
You follow me on Twitter at Andy H. Murray. The H stands for Hoop47, between hoops and insects. Goodbye. It's not a movie, but it's a movie of a song.
It's cinema.
Yeah. Take my money!
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.